to the BPMO podcast. Again, we have myself and
David Helps.
We are walking through this book right here, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. It's better than 1.0, I hear.
Yeah.
So even John said that. John Maxwell said, you know, he has some new ideas. So there is a story later in one of these podcasts as we're wrapping this book up. It's kind of funny where he talks about somebody says to him, I wish I had heard what you said 20 years ago. He's like, no, you don't. I didn't know hardly anything back then. So
That was awesome.
David Helps, the PMO director, chief of staff. I'm sorry, chief of staff. I always want to say PMO director. The PMO chief of staff for the Department of Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. And we're always happy to have you here.
Glad to be here.
We have our outlines. We're ready to go. We are actually wrapping this up. We're in the last four chapters. So the chapter we're in now, how we relate leadership and project management. This one is about the heart of leadership, which has been an underlying theme. So, you know, I think all of February is going to be dedicated to, like, how you summarize this whole book. And John decided to summarize it in four chapters.
Well, there's a lot of information.
There is a ton of information. So this one's about serving people.
Yes.
Serving people specifically. So start off with a couple of quotes that John Maxwell said changed his life. As always, you know, I love saying what John said and then getting your thoughts. Mm-hmm. How it relates to project management, what you see mm-hmm. out there, what advice would you give to people who want to become project managers to implement this, or even just better leaders in general?
Yeah.
So here's what he says. So for those who don't know, John Maxwell started his career as a pastor, actually. And he was a pastor for 26 years, I want to say. 20-something years.
20-something.
A good while.
Yeah.
And he says that, you know, when he first started off as a pastor, that, he thought it was all about getting people to help him build up the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that this was the sign of a good leader in his time, and it's why, you know, you don't look at what he said 40 years ago. You look at what he said 40 days ago. So he said there were two quotes that I'm going to read here and would love to get your thoughts. That he said really changed his whole paradigm. That mm-hmm. when he saw these two things, he happened to see them two, like one right back to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shifted how he thought about leadership. Not that something that I need to rally people to my cause, but rather mm-hmm. I need to rally myself to their cause.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the first one is Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar. I'm going to say it the wrong way. I better get Zig Z. He says, if you help people get what they want, they will help you get what you want. So his first introduction to servant leadership. So
mm-hmm.
it's not about getting them to help you. You mm-hmm. have to shift your mind. Now, funny, it all seems to turn out the same way, but in one way, You're dragging butt and you've got chains and people and you're trying to pull them along. In another way, they're pulling you along,
mm-hmm.
but
it's,
you're really
it's leading. The old picture, right? It's the old picture. The leader's up in the front and he's helping them, or he's sitting on top of what they're trying to pull with the whip, right?
The whip.
And it's different styles, but it's drastically different environments and relationships that you get from those two different styles, right? So if you are a servant leader and you are working to help your team grow and get better themselves, then the ultimate outcome of that is you are getting what you need at a better rate, right? It goes back to something that I talked about in a previous podcast, that, you know, putting into your staff, putting into them being better, mm-hmm. even if they're not your staff. Because I talked about helping pay for another director's training for somebody, because I always get that person put on my teams to work on projects. I gain favor with the manager, but I help that person, and in turn, every project that person worked on from that point forward, they got better and better and better, which means the product got better and better and better.
So how do you do this? So say you have your team,
mm-hmm.
and it's a project team. You know, mm-hmm. you're only there for a period of time.
Yeah.
You're a project manager, and you know you have a certain objective to get done. Like, you got to stand
mm-hmm.
up a website.
Mm-hmm.
How do you... what would you do to coach that project manager to get them to say, don't let it be about what the team can do to help me get the website, but go to that team and say, so what are you interested in? Mm-hmm. How can I help you? And relate it back to the website.
It's about finding out what those individuals that work for you on that team enjoy. What do they enjoy doing? Find out what their skill sets already lean towards them. You may have a really good person who already has a good grasp on graphic design. There's your logos. There's your logo for the design. There's part of your layouts, right? You may have another person that's really good at wordsmithing. Well, there's your content, right? So you're finding out what they like themselves, and then even if they're not an expert at it, but they really enjoy it, mm-hmm. helping them get better at it is going to produce that website better, right? Because you're going to work from where their interests are, and you're going to bring it all into one culmination of a website, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're getting to work on things that get them excited, that get them passionate.
Yeah.
And that's really what you're trying to do with that team is hone into what finding out about them, hone into those skills and those things they like, and doubling down on that, and then making and helping them get better so that that's better.
Mm, that's good advice.
Yeah.
All right, so the second quote here actually comes from the Bible. I mean, he was a pastor, so I guess he's going to dip into the Word. So this one is Ephesians chapter 4, mm-hmm. verse 11 through 12, that he was reading, and he said when he read it, it was like the first time he ever saw it.
Yes.
And it just kind of opened his eyes. And so we'll read it here. So it says, and he himself, talking about Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edification or the building up mm-hmm. of the body of Christ. And he said this kind of took it to the next level of what he's talking about, where you're not just trying to get followers, but you're building up other leaders to mm-hmm. then go out and help other people. So taking it one step higher.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not you with a team, it's you with building up other leaders, and they go get followers by being servant leaders to them. Now, you're high enough in the organization, you should be able to speak to more than one level. How would you say this applies?
Well, and we've talked about this before. Give a clear vision, a clear, concise vision. Get people who are interested in being leaders from different aspects of that vision, mm-hmm. and then help put people around them, help them build their own teams mm-hmm. that will also help the group accomplish those goals, right? So now you are working on and don't just help them get that team together, get them running. Work with them, have that open door. If you've got something going on or you're frustrated with it, come talk to me. We'll figure it out. We'll work on it together. We will help you help your team move forward, and you can help them build that leadership skill set by being there for them and just keeping your finger on the pulse, but letting them make some of those smaller mistakes that most leaders make in the beginning, but be there for them and mentor them and help them to understand the different angles that they're now dealing with, now being a leader instead of being just a team member helping out. Because that's one of the hardest things, right? To be a team member and then become a leader.
Yes.
Because most of your team you've befriended, and now you're elite.
Now you're their boss.
Yeah. So it's a different dynamic, and you've got to learn to handle that mm-hmm. and handle it in such a way that you don't hurt relationships. You continue to foster and grow them. But at the same time, there is now a separation that you have to maintain, and be that leader for your previous friends.
So this grows exponentially.
Yes.
Your area of influence, or mm-hmm. rather your area of service, mm-hmm. grows exponentially. All right. So he has five daily guides. So this is John Maxwell's. He does this throughout his book. It's like he starts with an outline, but he doesn't try to hide the fact that he starts with an outline. Seven things to think about, and then he builds a whole chapter off of it. So there's five daily guides, and this is for leaders to assess whether or not they're continuing to view themselves and to be servant leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you ask yourself. So, yeah, or not what you ask, but your guides.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
First, and this is my favorite because it seems to be the one that everybody gets stuck at.
Yes.
Which is, I don't rely on my position or title. And it just time and again, I know my experience, I'm sure I did it in the beginning of my career, where you're going to do what I say you're going to do because
I'm
said
the boss.
You're
going to
do it. That's right. It almost brings me back to being a child.
I was about to say, it's like you're dealing with your kids. I said so, house.
I don't have time to explain it. I want it this way. The other, I choose to believe in people and their potential.
Yep.
I try to see things from the perspective of others.
Mm-hmm.
I work to create an environment of encouragement. I measure my success by how much value I add to others. All right, here's a trap question.
Look at those.
Which one's your favorite?
Wow, that is a good question. I like all of them. For me, where I'm at right now, is probably the fourth one. I work to create an environment of encouragement. That's probably where I spend most of my time working with my teams that I have at HHS. Isn't it funny how those read very similar to his five levels?
Yes, it does. It sure does.
His five levels.
It's working your way up to the fifth level of leadership.
Yeah, when I saw this, I was like, okay, well, that's one sentence versions of the five levels pretty much. But for me right now, I would have to say creating that environment, working with them to encourage them, and not just to encourage them to just work harder and stuff like that, but encourage them to push themselves and stretch themselves, right? That's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to encourage them to push themselves and stretch themselves so that they can take those next steps, right?
Yeah.
Into leadership themselves and do all of that. So that's really what we're looking at.
Mine, I think, is not there yet. Mm-hmm. Like I'm still trying to see things from the perspective of others.
Yes.
That's my challenge. I'm very hard-headed. I've got my way and I have my experience and I think it's good. But then trying to see, let other ideas have some air around the table. So if you're advising me, what can I do better for me as again as a project manager? You know, you have a project, you've got 5,000 different ideas, and you don't want to sit there and waste time.
Yeah.
So how do I see it from the perspective of others? How do I make myself see that other than just going around the table and doing a round robin?
It starts from there. It really starts from what was it in the materials that we were doing at USC? MBWA, managed by walking around.
Yes.
MBWA, managed by walking around. A good chunk of that really is that. Walk around, spend the time, talk, and don't just talk about work, but talk about family, talk about hobbies, talk about. What you're going to find is you're going to find that the things that drive people are going to be different individually. And what you're going to find is you're going to find that that bleeds into their work.
I guess that makes sense.
That's going to blend into the things that they get excited about coming into work to do. So if you're putting somebody in the situation of something that, if you spent some time with them, you know they just don't like. They don't like doing that aspect of the job. Then you're always going to get that demeanor of, I'm coming into work. You know what I'm saying?
The grind.
The grind.
Yeah.
And I will say this, where you said you were stuck on that one, of all five of those, that one was probably the hardest one for me to overcome also.
Okay.
I was stuck the longest on that one also.
All right.
Because you've got to rethink. You've got to change and rethink about how things actually occur and how people's lives impact everything around them, their perspective, their values, all of that stuff. So you've got to look at that, and once you look at and start getting out of your perspective, get into their perspective, you can see where your perspective and their perspective match or not. And then you can strategize to try to bring everybody into a more common perspective.
Okay. Well, I'll check back with you in a year and we'll see how I'm doing. I'll work on that. All right. So then just wrapping it up. So 8 questions to help mm-hmm. you serve people better. And again, I'll just read right through them, and then
yeah.
we hone in on
yeah.
which one stands out to you
yeah.
as a good one. So what can I do for people to help them succeed?
Mm-hmm.
What do people need from me daily
mm-hmm.
that they may not want to ask me for? Mm-hmm. So I guess you got to have a crystal ball on that one. what can I work on that will help me serve people better? I guess mm-hmm. this is about self-improvement. How will I know that I'm serving people well?
Mm-hmm.
What is it like for people who work with me now? That's a funny one, because somebody, you got to almost do like an anonymous survey for that one.
Yeah.
How can I gain value while adding value to others? What do I do best that allows me to serve people best? And how can I serve people in a way that will inspire them to serve others? There's that level mm-hmm. 5 leadership one
yeah.
where you're multiplying. So of all yeah. these, if you had to pick one, right, because you can't just rush them all onto somebody. If you had to pick one that generally for project managers,
yeah,
which one would you say would be a good place to start?
Honestly, the one that I think would be a really good place for a lot of leaders, project managers, leaders in general, would be that one. What is it like for people who work with me? But...
yeah.
And here's what you do there. Those 360 degree evaluations.
360 feedback.
Yeah, 360 yep. feedback. That's what you do. You really have to do it, and you have to do it continuously. Because as you learn from it, and as you grow, and as you get better, that in turn is going to help you learn more mechanisms and more ways to do these other things, helping others, being there for them more. Understanding them, so you doing that is going to help you do these other things, and then you need to reevaluate again to see where else you need to go to grow.
All right, well, that sounds like a good place for us to wrap up. So I know we keep these short. It always feels like we're talking for 5 minutes, and you don't see this on the camera, but there's somebody off camera who's like, kill it. So we're trying to keep our time here. But thank you very much
yes.
for being with us here. So come on back for the next one. We're going to be talking about vision.
Yes.
So you kind of talked about that now. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again later.